Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah brings the din Shoshu Muid Leminoi Ve'inim Muid L'Sheinoi Minoi Muid La'olam Ve'inim Muid L'Behemo Muid L'Ktanim Ve'inim Muid L'Gdoilim Eshem Muid Loi Mishalim Nezek Sholim Ve'sheinim Muid Loi Mishalim Chati Nezek. Now the Gemara's Machoik is between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa had to understand the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Rizvid is greatest in the Mishnah Ve'eni Mu'ed Tanan. The Mishnah means Dafka in a case where we know for a fact that it's only Mu'ed Leminoi and not L'Sheinoi Minoi, or only for Ketanim and not for Gedolim. In that case, Eshem Mu'loi, that which it's a Mu'ed on Peis Nezek Sholim, that which it's not a Mu'ed on Peis Chatzin Nezek. But Stoma, according to Rizvid, if we see that it's Negech one Min, then we'll assume that it's also a Mu'ed for a different Min, unless we actually see that it refrains from being Negech the other Min. Therefore, according to Rizvid, in all the cases of the Mishnah, where we saw that it's a Mu'ed Leminoi, we'll assume that it's also a Mu'ed L'Sheinoi Minoi. Where we saw that it's a mu'ed la'odom, we'll also assume that it's a mu'ed la'behemo. And where we see that it's a mu'ed la'ktanim, we'll also assume that it's a mu'ed la'gdoilim. The last case of mu'ed la'ktanim ve'ena mu'ed la'gdoilim, that would seem to be the biggest chiddush according to Rav Zvid, even though we only saw that being negech smaller animals, we'll assume that it's a mu'ed even for bigger animals. Now, as far as what Rav Zvid holds, whether mu'ed la'behemo having mu'ed la'odom, the other way around, not the case of the Mishnah, rather, if mu'ed la'behemo, do we say that it's also a mu'ed la'odom? So Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Rav Zvid, he discusses this, he quotes a gemara later on in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is before that according to Rav Zvid, Mu'ed la'behemah having Mu'ed la'odom. The Gemara there is discussing now which the Mishnah says over there, that if a shor is a Mu'ed to be negech Odom and kill him, then he pays kaifer, and the Gemara discusses how is it shaykh to be a Mu'ed la'odom after the behemah already was negech Odom one time and killed him, we already killed the shor. So the Gemara brings different tutsim to this kasha. One time the Gemara brings, v'shem Rav Zvid, k'goin shaharik shloisha behemahis, the case is talking about that it became a Mu'ed because it was negech three behemahis, and therefore it's also considered a Mu'ed to be negech a person. That Gemara asks, so Mu'ed la'behemah having Mu'ed la'odom, the Gemara is matmiya on this, but the mashmois of that Gemara is that Rav Zvid himself does hold that Mu'ed la'behemah having Mu'ed la'odom. Tosfos over here, however, is bothered, if so, the Mishnah should have told us even a bigger chiddush. Why did the Mishnah tell us about a case of Mu'ed la'odom having Mu'ed la'behemah? It should have said the other way around, that Mu'ed la'behemah having Mu'ed la'odom, that would be a greater chiddush according to Rav Zvid. And the mice in the end, Tosfos has a tzad to say that Rav Zvid himself was chayzer, and he's also masking that Mu'ed la'behemah is not considered a Mu'ed la'odom. On the end of that Tosfos, the last line where he says, Shem loy temer ken kashalei ahid reish mechilton, there are two pshatim in the Achrayim had to understand that line of Tosfos. The Mashal takes out the word reish mechilton, and he understands that what Tosfos means to say is that if you don't say this, rather you hold that Bedastra's vid, even Mu'ed la'behemah having Mu'ed la'odom, then the Mishnah itself is a kasha. Why does the Mishnah tell us the greater chiddush? According to the Gersh that we have reish mechilton, the Achrayim explained this refers to the Gemara daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is explaining the Shini Haloshin in the Psukim. By Negicha of an Adam, the Pasuk says Kiyigach, and by Negicha of Behema, it uses the Lashon of Kiyigoif, and the Gemara explains Adam to Isli Mazlo Ksiv Kiyigach. Behema to Lesli Mazlo Ksiv Kiyigoif. O Milsa Agav Urcha Kamash Malon, the Mu'ed la'odom having Mu'ed la'behema, or Mu'ed la'behema having Mu'ed la'odom. And what Tais over here is saying is that if you hold the coin to Rizvid, the Mu'ed la'behema having Mu'ed la'odom, that would not fit with the Gemara Bereish Mechot, and this Gemara Daf Beis Amid Beis, which is before that since in Adam is Islam Mazla, it's harder for a shah to be Negech in Adam. Therefore, the din is that Mu'ed la'behemah lo'evi Mu'ed la'odom. That's how the Gemara explains the Shini Haloshon of the Psukim. But Akoponim, Tosfos seems to hold the maskana, even if Zvid is masking that Mu'ed la'behemah is not Mu'ed la'odom. Even though if Zvid holds that Mu'ed la'ktanim having Mu'ed la'gdolim, the Kach Yafi Mechaik, that within one min, we see like the Svar of the Gemara, Hoyle Paris Pei Bahu Mina. Ashenkin, from a behemah to an Adam, since there's a Svar of Adam Isli Mazla, there already Zvid is masking. Even though it's negeach behemoth, that's not a right, that will also be negeach b'nei Adam. Now, Rav Papa's Gersh in the Mishnah ain't a mu'ed tanan, and he learns that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that if it's a mu'ed for one min, we don't assume automatically that it's a mu'ed for the second min. If it's a mu'ed l'adam, we do not assume that it's also a mu'ed l'behemoth, and if it's a mu'ed l'ktanim, we do not assume that it's also a mu'ed l'gdoilim. If it's the other way around, where it was a mu'ed l'gdoilim, then l'chor we would say that it's also a mu'ed l'ktanim, that raised b'chlal masayimona. Now, the Gemara's before that there's a chiddush in the case of mu'ed l'adam ain't a mu'ed l'behemoth. Because the Gemara daf Beis Amud Beis is mevor Adam Isli Mazlo, that's the reason why it would be harder for a shor to be negech Adam. Therefore, if it's a mu'ed Adam, one would have thought that koshkin it's a mu'ed l'behema. According to Rav Papa, the Mishnah is telling us that even mu'ed Adam is not mu'ed l'behema. Now which the Mishnah says mu'ed l'ktanim ainu mu'ed l'gdolim or ve'ainu mu'ed l'gdolim, Rashi says l'ktanim means la'agolim. Rashi explains when the Mishnah says gdolim and ktanim, it's not referring to different minim of animals, minim which are larger and minim which are smaller. Rather, even within one specific min, if it's a mu'ed for the small ones of that min and not for the big ones of that min, for example, if it's a mu'ed for agolim and not for shvarim, so for the agolim will pay nezek shalim and for the shvarim will pay chatzi nezek. This is before in the Gemara because the Gemara explains according to her papa, the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is, Sakadai techamina hoilu paritzbei bahu mina paritzbei, loish nagdoilam didei veloish nagdoilam didei, kamashman loavi mu'ed, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that even if we know that it was parts in the ketanim of that min, it does not mean to say that it was also parts in the gedolim of that same min. According to Razvid, however, muir l'ketanim mistoma havi muir l'gedolim. The chayr the svar of Razvid is that you do say this, that holo parts pei bahum mino, parts pei loishna gedolim v'loishna ketanim. However, we'll come out that according to this, that which Razvid holds that even from one min to another min, you do consider it a muir, that would only be from one min to another min, which is the same size, or smaller in size, but not from a smaller min to a larger min. For example, if it was a muir to be negeach abahim adaka, we would not say that it's also a muir to be negeach abahim agasa. Now, as the coin of Razvid, the Mishnah is telling us two chedushim. Firstly, that if you see it being negeach one min, you don't say that it's a tendency specifically for that min. Rather, you could approve another min from that min. Secondly, he's also telling us a chedush that within one min, halu parts bay, you could prove from ketanim to gedolim. But it would seem that Razvid would be maskim that to prove that since it was negeach a smaller min, that would also be negeach a larger min. That much already you cannot do. However, the chayr we should point out that we mentioned before, Taisos mechadish b'das to Razvid that muir l'behim alevi muir la'adam. He said this as a chiddush, and he based it on the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis. Since Adam is like Mazla, it's harder to be negeach a person than it is to be negeach a behema. For that reason, Rav Zvid is masking that Mu'ud al-Behema Levi Mu'ud al-Adam. Mashmais of Taisus is that that's a specific svar as far as an Adam. Mashenki, in between behemais, it would be mashma that even Mu'ud for a smaller behema would also be Mu'ud for a bigger behema. Within different types of behemas, we're not machalik. However, this lahar is not like the Deek was saying in Rashi. Rashi says that Gedolim and Ketanim mean within one min, and not between different minim. We could, however, be malachi that maybe Rashi is only going according to the sheet of Rav Papa, which is how we hold La Locha. Rashi is telling us a chiddush b'das Rav Papa that even within the same min, we don't say mu'ud l'ketanim having mu'ud l'gedolim, like the half minute to say ha'ilu paris pei ba'umina leishna gedolim leishna ketanim. But that's all b'das Rav Papa. Inech nami according to Razvid that mu'ud l'ketanim having mu'ud l'gedolim, Rashi does not mean to say that the case is dafka within one min, even from one min to the second min, a smaller species of animals to a larger species of animals. There also Razvid would hold mu'ud l'ketanim having mu'ud l'gedolim. And only from Mu'ud l'Behema to Mu'ud l'Odom, that we don't say, as Taisus explains. And the Taisus Yontif over here on this mission, he wants to prove something else from Madik in this Rashi. Now it's Rashi over here, Dibur Maschal l'Ketanim, he says l'Agolim, the Taisus Yontif wants to suggest that Rashi is coming l'Afukei, that when the Mishnah says G'dolim and Ketanim, it's referring to animals as opposed to B'nai Odom. In other words, maybe even Rav Papa would be maskim, even though by animals we say Mu'ud l'Ketanim is not a Mu'ud l'Gedolim, but by B'nai Odom it's different, their Mu'ud l'Ketanim would be Mu'ud l'Gedolim. And what will be the svar on this? So the Taisus Yontif wants to suggest, since we find the Gemara says, as we mentioned, that Adam Isli Mazlo, that's a svar why it's harder for a shar to be negeach a ben Adam. And once we see that he was parts bay in a ben Adam, the svar of Isli Mazlo does not prevent this shar from being negeach a ben Adam. Then really, there's no difference between a katan and a godal. However, the Taisus Yontif asks on this from now, which Rashi himself on that base of a base, he explains what does this mean, Adam Isli Mazlo. Rashi says sheyeshli das lishmer es gufay. The intelligence of a human being enables him to protect himself. And Taisus Yontif says that it's poshut that the intelligence of a katan would not be able to protect himself the same way the intelligence of a gadol is. And if so, surely there would be a svar to mechag between a katan and a gadol, even though there is a svar of Isli Mazlo, the way Rashi himself explains Isli Mazlo, there surely is a chilek between a katan and a gadol. Therefore he concludes that a karach is not the kavan of Rashi. When Rashi says that ketanim means agolim is not coming la'afukei odom, even by ben odom also, Rav Papa would be masking that there's a chilek between ketanim and gedolim. Now we should mention, however, that there is a Rashi in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel Beis who has a different hesber. What does it mean, Adam Isli Mazla? He says that Isli Mazla means that there's a malach who's melitz on a person. That's the reason why it's harder for a shar to be negeach a ben Adam. Now according to that svar, l'chair, there would be a svar to say like the Taisus Yontif is saying, once already we see that it's parts by Adam, then really there's no chiluk between ketanim and gedolim. Maybe your papa would be maskim that by mu'ud l'Adam, we do say mu'ud l'ketanim havi mu'ud l'gedolim. Now continue on, in the seif of the Mishnah says, Amru l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda, what is the din? Amr Lahem, he told him back, L'shabasis m'sham nezek sholim, L'imaisachom m'sham chati nezek. Now the Mukh Yosef writes over here that even Rav Papa is masking that in the seif of the Mishnah you have to be gerus ve'inay mu'ud l'choyel. And l'choyel, what he means to say is like the kasha the Gemara asks later on, that if even over here Rav Papa would be gerus einay mu'ud, so what exactly is the shakl of Atarya? What are they asking of you? Do they say, Harezen mu'ud l'shabasis einay mu'ud l'choyel, which seems to be that they know the answer already, that mu'ud l'shabasis does not make him into a mu'ud l'choyel. If so, what was Rabbi Yehuda answering back? So the Mukesh says, Akarach, you have to say B'das for Papa, and he, over here, even he's masking that you have to be Gurus Ve'enoy Mu'ud. Now the Mukesh continues and he says, well, Maisa was the Shaila that they're asking Rabbi Yehuda. He explains that the Shaila was presented Dafka to Rabbi Yehuda because he's the one who holds, earlier on in Dafka of Gimel Amud Beis, that the way an animal is chizer from being a Mu'ud is Mishriyachsor Gimel Yomim, if for 3 days it saw Shvarm and was not Negech them, that's how it goes back to being a Tam once again. As opposed to the sheet of our mayor, he says, and therefore we're asking that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that after 3 days, it saw Shvan and was not Negeach, what would be the din in this case if it was Negeach only on Shabbos and not Limoy Sachoil? So in other words, between Shabbos to Shabbos, more than 3 days have passed where it was not Negeach, the Chayr should not become a Muid. Same way an animal who already was a Muid could be Chayzer to be a Tam if for 3 days it was not Negeach, here also it should not become a Muid in the first place. And this would be the answer, note that it is a Muid LeShabbos. The fact that there were more than 3 days in between where it was not Negeach, that's not a Raya, because those were Yimoy Sachoil, and this animal is Muid only for Shabbos. Another way that it could become a Tam once again is if for 3 Shabbos it was Rosh Shvarim, Ve'en in Negeach, then it will go back to being a Tam even for Shabbos. Now, in this din of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's shaykh for Behemoth to be a Mu'ud l'Shabbosis and not a Mu'ud l'Yimoisachoyel, both Rashi and Tosis give a Hesber, what would be the Pshat, why would the Shabbi Negeach dafka on Shabbos and not be Yimoisachoyel? So Rashi says, L'fishu batal mi melocha, v'zocha daita yalov. The animal becomes somewhat haughty because it's not doing melocha, and that's the cause for it to go ahead and be Negeach. Tosis quotes B'Shem Yushalmi a different reason, L'fishu ra oisim bebambushim noim achirim v'chashuvim, it sees people wearing different and more chashuv clothing. If it does not recognize the owners, and that will cause it to be Negeach. Now the Maharam here writes that there's enough nafkamina between the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of Tosfos, that according to the Pshat of Rashi, it would make no difference if it was Negeach, a person or an animal. Meshenken, according to the Pshat that Tosfos brings, Meshem the Yerushalmi, the whole thing would only be true if it's Negeach, a person, not if it's Negeach, a behemah. Only if it's Negeach, a person, we have an understanding why is it a Mu'ud l'Shabbos, it's not L'Yimoisachoyel. Meshenken, if it's Negeach, an animal, there is no rationale to explain the difference in its behavior on Shabbos, and its behavior by Yimoy Sachoyel, therefore would not be considered a Mu'ud at all, even for Negichos on Shabbos. And in Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, he says like this as well, that according to the Svar of the Yerushalmi, it's only when it's Negeach a person, not when it's Negeach a behemah. However, the Rishash over here says differently, he understands that when the Yerushalmi says that seeing people wearing different clothing, that's a reason for it to be Negeach, it's loved after when it's Negeach a person, rather even when it's Negeach a behemah, this is also true. Once it sees people dressed differently, that triggers a change of behavior in the animal, and therefore regardless of whether it's Negeach a person or a behemah, there will be that it's a Mu'ud l'Shabbos and not a Mu'ud l'Yimoy Sachoyel. Now there is however a kasha over here which the Rishash asks, it would seem to be that both Rashi and Tosfos are difficult. Why do we need Sfaris to explain why it would be Negeach Dafkan Shabbos and not l'Yimoy Sachoyel? The Sfar of Rashi that it's Batal M'Melacha, the Sfar of Tosfos that people are wearing different clothing. Why don't we say simply that this shar is a Mu'ud, let's say Rugin, just like we find a concept that if it was Negeach one shar, then it sees a specific amount of shvarim in between where it's not Negeach, so the din is that it's a Mu'ud, let's say Rugin. We say that this animal is following a certain pattern, and it's Negeach every third or every fourth shar. So the din is that the shvarim which it's Negeach while following the pattern, for that it's a Mu'ud, and if it goes out of the pattern, for that it's a Tam. Why do we say the same thing over here, that it has a pattern to be Negeach every seventh day? Why do we need Sfaris why the behavior of an animal could be different on Shabbos than it is being Moisachoyel? And we find similar to this on the Gemara in Amud Beis, Nogach Shad Yom Tezvav B'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Tezayim B'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Yudzayim B'Chodesh Zeh. We find an animal could be a Mu'ud following a certain pattern of days. Why don't we say the same thing over here? This animal is following a pattern, being Negeach Dafka on Shabbos, it's not Yimoy Sachoyel, but not because there's something specific about Shabbos which triggers a change in the behavior of the animal. So Rishash wants to be Mechadosh, the ones who asked the Shayat to Rabbi Yehuda about a Mu'ud l'Shabbos, ve'en a Mu'ud l'Chol, what is the din? Enich Hanami was posher to them that this animal will have a din of a Mu'ud, just as a behemoth which is a Mu'ud, let's say Rugin. We would assume that the animal developed a habit to be Negeach every seventh day, but not because there's something unique about Shabbos. And their Shaila was, is there a tzad to say that there is something unique about Shabbos? And then really we could say that it's a Mu'ud l'Shabbos and not a Mu'ud l'Yimoy Sachoyel, even without the din of Mu'ud l'Seirugin. Rather, because we're assuming that there's something which Shabbos triggers, which causes the animal to act differently. And the Rishash explains that there will be enough nafkamina in this, and if the din would be that it's a Mu'ud l'Seirugin, then it will need 4 negichos to establish itself as a Mu'ud. We'll see more about this in the Sugya later on Amud Beis. But upon it, for the din of Seirugin, it would have to be Negeach first on Shabbos, then wait 6 days, and again the seventh day to be Negeach again on Shabbos. 3 times it would have to be Negeach after a span of 7 days, in other words, it would only become Mu'ud after 4 Negichos. If, however, there is a rationale why it would act differently on Shabbos than it does be Yimoy Sachoyel, then already after 3 Negichos on Shabbos, it would establish itself as a Mu'ud. We see that it's being Negeach on Shabbos and not be Yimoy Sachoyel in between. 3 times would already be enough to make it into a Mu'ud. And furthermore, the Rishash says there's another nafkamina, what happens if it's Negeach afterwards on a Yontif? If it's then Mu'ud l'Shabbos, it's because it's a Mu'ud l'Seirugin, then it's dependent on a span of 7 days, and if there's a Yontif in between, for that it would still be considered a Tam. Meshenking, according to the Svaris, both of Rashi and of Tosfos, there's a Svar to explain the difference of behavior on Shabbos. That Svar would apply equally on Yontif as well, and therefore it would also be considered a Mu'ud on Yontif. In other words, the Rishash is saying that the Svaris of Rashi and Tosfos are not coming la'afuke that if this would have happened on a different day of the week. For example, if it would have been Negeach 3 Sundays in a row, these Svaris are not coming la'afuke that in this case it would not become a Mu'ud. Rather, even in this case also the din would be that it would be a Mu'ud for Sundays. Rather, the Svaris of Rashi and Tosfos are to explain that the Ha'adah over here is not merely because it's the same day of the week. It's more than that. There's a Gerim, and as Rishash says, this does have a few nafkaminas. Now the Shita Mekubetzes is mavur like this as well. He quotes the source of Rashi and the source of Tosfos b'shem the Yerushalmi, and he says that these verses are only to explain why is it the Mishnah chose an example of a case of Shabbos and not a different day of the week. And he says, we chose a case of Shabbos because it's Shchiach. It's more probable for a shor to become a muir, to be negeach on Shabbos because of these reasons. Ve'echanam l'sholi din will be true on a different day of the week. A behemoth could become a muir to be negeach on a Sunday or a Monday. And the Shita continues and he says, because this is true, that these verses of Rashi and Tosfos are not the Ikar Svara, rather the Ikar is that it became a muir to be negeach on a certain day, he says, nafkamina would be that if it's negech afterwards on a yontif, for that it would still be a time it would not be a muid. If we don't understand that the reasons of Rashi and Tosfos are the ikar svaris, then the same would be true that if it's negech on a yontif afterwards, it would be considered a muid as well. Since, as he explains, the ikar ha'odah is for a certain day of the week, therefore if it's negech afterwards on a yontif, which comes out being moisa chayil, for that it's still considered a tam. Now we could add that according to this, it would also be posher that it would make no difference if the shah was negech a person or a behemoth. We mentioned before that some wanted to be mechalik between Rashi and Tosfos. And according to the Svar of Tosfos, it's only Negeah if it's Negeah a person. If it was a Negeah a behemoth, it makes no difference between Shabbos and Chayil. According to this Shita Mekubetzes, the Svar of Tosfos B'Shem Yerushalmi is not the Ikar Svara. The Ikar Ha'adah is that it became a Mu'ud for a certain day of the week. The Svar of Yerushalmi is just to explain why did the Mishnah choose an example of Shabbos. Therefore, we push that the din will be true both if it's Negeah an Adam or if it's Negeah a behemoth. Now, furthermore, we could also explain another difficulty with this. Tosfos and Dira Maschal Mishayachs by Gimel Shabbos, he's bothered. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Auch Yehuda says that after became a mu'ud of Shabbos and not a mu'ud of Yemei Sachoil, in order for it to be chizur to be a time once again, it has to be chizur Gimel Yemei Shabbos. Tosfos asks, what is the chiddush of this? Yehuda himself already said in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, once a behemah is a mu'ud, how does it become a time once again? Mishayachs by Shlisha Yomim, and therefore it would be pushed over here as well. It would have to be chizur for three Shabbos. On this Tosfos answers that according to the Shita of Rashi, we could explain that the chiddush of the Mishnah is it has to be chizur dafkan three Shabbos. As opposed to if it was Shavuos on a different day of the week. If he gave the animal off one day, and that day it was not Negech, so even though Rashi explains the reason why it was Negech on Shabbos is because it was Batal Mimelocha V'Zocha Daitei Elov, so one would have thought that if he gave the animal off on a different day of the week, and it was not Negech, that would be enough to prove that the animal was Chayzer and became a Tam once again. On that, Kamashman, the Mishnah is telling us that it has to be Chayzer Dafkan Yemei Shabbos, and not Yemei Sachoyel, even if it was a day that the animal did not do any work. Tosfos says this Pshat Das Rashi, the Mashmaos of Tosfos is that according to the Yerushalmi, you will not have this teretz. However, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes B'Shem HaRav Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He says that even according to the Yerushalmi, you could say a similar teretz. If for some reason everyone was wearing Big Day Shabbos B'Moisa Chayil, and the Shah saw the people wearing these begadim and still it was not Negeach, we would have thought that this would be enough to make it no longer a mu'ud, now it's a tam. Kamashman, the Mishnah is telling us it has to be Chayzer Dafka B'Moisa Shabbos. Bakapam, now which Tosfos says B'Das Rashi, and the Sefer Teretz Chaim is bothered, what is the Pshat in this? If the whole Svara to be mechayel between Shabbos and Yemei Sachoil is because the animal is bottled mimelacha. If so, then should be true that if Yemei Sachoil for 3 days it did not do any work and still it was not negeach, that should be enough to make it a tam once again. And the Taras Chaim leaves off with a kasha on this point of Tosfos. Lachor, according to this Shita Mekubetzes, we can answer this kasha. Echnami, both Rashi and Tosfos did not mean that the whole svara why it's a mu'ud for Shabbos is because of these svaros. The ikar is that it became a mu'ud to be negeach on a certain day of the week, and these svaros are only to explain why this would be more shchiach. If so, Tosfos understood very well. This goof is what the Mishnah is telling us. Yehuda tells us in order for the animal to be chayzer l'tamusay, it has to be that it was Shabbos that it was not negeach. If it was 3 days b'moy sachar that it was not negeach, even if these days the animal did not do work, that's not enough to make it into a tam once again. The Mishnah's goof is telling us this nekuda not to be tailored the whole ha'odah in the fact that it was not doing work. Rather, the ikar ha'odah is for a specific day of the week. And even though there is an added svara by the case of Shabbos, why would be negeach nafka on that day? But that's not enough to prove to us that it's dependent only on not doing work, we're be'ikar tailored on the day of the week, and therefore if it's chayzer b'maisa chayil, that's not a good chazara. Now see b'hemshech that both the Rimuki Yosef and the Rambam are also mavur like this, that shayach for behemoth to become a mu'ud for a specific day of the week, not only in the case which the Mishnah gives, where it became a mu'ud for Shabbos, but that during the week as well, it could become a mu'ud for that specific day. Therefore, if we want to say that these Rishayim are not a stira to this verse of Rashi and the Yerushalmi, we'll have to say one of two things. Either we'll have to say like the Rishash, that was pashat to us, that it is shach to become a mu'ud la'afloga, the show will be negech after a span of 7 days, and we're trying to be meisif even more than that, that it's shach to become a mu'ud l'shabbosis even without a mu'ud la'afloga, like nafkaminas that the Rishash gave. Either we'll have to say like that, or we'll have to say the other mahalach, like the Shittim Betzah says, that Rashi and Tosfos are just giving us far why the Mishnah chose Shabbos, and it won't be true just as well by any other day of the week. Now in the Shittim of Rav Papa, there's an important Tosfos on the Avbeiz and Medbeiz, which is very much negeh teres sugya. As we mentioned previously, the Gemara over there brings the Shini HaLoshon in the Psukim. When the Torah refers to a Negicha of an Adam, the Torah uses the Loshon of Negicha. When it refers to a Behemah, it uses the Loshon of Negifa. And this, the Gemara says, the difference is because Adam Islay Mazla, the Torah is hinting this to us, and therefore from this we know that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behemah and Mu'ud Behemah lo having Mu'ud Adam. Now, Tosafot over there asks, how does this fit with the Shita of Rav Papa? And Esrog, Rav Papa says clearly that Mu'ud Adam lo having Mu'ud Behemah. And Tosafot gives two terutzim to this kasha. Firstly, he says that which Rav Papa holds Mu'ud Adam lo having Mu'ud Behemah, that's where it was Negech and Adam three times, that's not enough to make it into a Mu'ud Behemah. However, what happens if it was Negech and Adam, Ashar, and Achamar? The three Negechos were two times a Behemah and one time an Adam. There, even Rapapa's masking that it's a Mu'ud Lekoil. Hashaykin, in the case it was Negech, three types of Behemahs, like Ashar, Achamar, and Agamal, even though these three Negechos are enough to make it into a Mu'ud for all types of Behemahs, it's still not a Mu'ud Adam. That's what it means according to Rapapa, Mu'ud Adam, Levi, Mu'ud Behemah. The Negech of an Adam can join together with two Negechos of a Behemah to make it into a Mu'ud Behemah. Hashaykin, the other way around, three Negechos of different types of Behemahs are not enough to make it into a Mu'ud Adam. Now, firstly, we should explain, what does this mean? Here, Papa's masking Mu'ud La'odom having Mu'ud La'behemah. L'cher, it's not becoming a Mu'ud La'behemah because of the fact that it was a Mu'ud La'odom, rather than the Negichos of the Adam together with the Negichos of the Behemah are what makes it into a Mu'ud La'behemah. So the same way the din is that even though Mu'ud La'behemah levi Mu'ud La'odom, still if it's Negech and Adam and two Behemahs, it does become a Mu'ud La'odom. It's not because Mu'ud La'behemah having Mu'ud La'odom, because the din is that Mu'ud La'behemah levi Mu'ud La'odom. Rather, the pshat is that you don't need all three Negichos to be two in Adam, since one of the ones that animal was Negech is an Adam. So together with the other two Negichos to a Behemah, it makes it a Mu'ud for everything, including an Adam. If so, this too, that when it's a Negech and Adam and two Behemahs, it becomes a Mu'ud Behemah, it's not because Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behemah. Rather, since it was also Negech Behemahs, the Behemahs are also included in the group which this Shar is being Negech, the male is a Mu'ud Behemah, so how could Tosafot say that this is called Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behemah? And the Chayr HaKarach, you have to say that what Tosafot means to say is like this, that when it's Negech and Adam and two types of Behemah, the din is that it's a Mu'ud for all types of behemoths, even besides these two minim, that it was Negeach. In other words, if it's a Negeach, an Adam, and a Shar, and a Chamor, it becomes a Mu'ud even for Gemalim, even though it was never Negeach Gemalim. And HaKarach L'Pshad is that we could base the Ha'adah for Gemalim on that which it was Negeach, an Adam, a Shar, and a Chamor. HaKarach L'Pshad is because Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Lebehema. In other words, even though if Papa holds that if it was only Negeach Adam, that's not enough to make it into a Mu'ud Lebehema, but if it's Negeach three minim and one of them is an Adam, that is enough to make it a Mu'ud Behemah, even Behemah's which was never Negeach. Hashenkin, the other way around, when it's Negeach, Ashar, Achamar, and Agamal, three different Minim, so even though it becomes a Mu'ud for other Minim as well, a fourth Min of Behemah, but it will not become a Mu'ud La'odom, HaKarach L'Pshat, because Mu'ud Behemah levi Mu'ud La'odom, you cannot base a Ha'odah for Adam on that which was Negeach, even three different types of Behemah's. Rakapam, this is the Chiddush of Tosafot over there in Daf Beis Amud Beis, in the Shita of Rav Papa, that if it's Negeach, Adam, Shar, V'chamar, the din is that it's a Mu'ud La'koil, which means it's a Mu'ud for Adam and for all types of behemoths. Now, the Rebbe Kesef over here in Esrog brings B'Shem the Ramah, who argues in that Tosafot on Daf Beis. He's referring to the Gemara over here, B'Hemshech, which says that even Rav Papa's maskim that if it's Negech, Shor, Chamor, V'Gomol, Nas, a Mu'ud Lekol. And the Ramah explains Mu'ud Lekol means it becomes a Mu'ud for all types of behemoths. In other words, even though Rav Papa holds that a Mu'ud for one min does not become a Mu'ud for a second min, but if it became a Mu'ud for three minim because it was Negech, Shor, Chamor, and a Gomol, then it's a Mu'ud for all types of minim. However, the Ramah says that does not include an Adam. And he says not only that, even if it was Negech, Ashar, Chamar, and Adam, even if Adam was one of the three, it's still a din is that it becomes a Mu'ud for all types of behemoths, but not a Mu'ud for an Adam. In other words, that which Tosafot and Abayis held, that it's Nasa Mu'ud Lakol in this case, it becomes a Mu'ud for everything, everything meaning all types of behemoths and an Adam also. The Ramah holds not like that. He says we could be Mitzarif the Negech of the Adam, together with the two Negechos of a behemoth, to make it a Mu'ud into all types of behemoths. We cannot use the negichos of the Shar and the Chamar to be mitzarif together with the negich of an Adam to make it also a Mu'ud for an Adam. Since it's harder to be negich an Adam, Adam Islam Mazla, therefore we cannot prove that it's a Mu'ud La'Adam, even though one of the negichos was to an Adam, since the other two were not, we cannot establish it as a Mu'ud La'Adam. Now what exactly is the issue of this machoikis between Tosafot and the Ramah? The Chayr would seem that the machoikis is, Tosafot holds that out you need three negichos to make a Shar into a Mu'ud, and the pshat is, in order to be Moitzi Mecheskas Tam, to prove to us that this Shar is a Nachon, for that we need three Negichos. However, to establish Legabe which Minim we're going to consider this Shar a Nachon, for that you do not need three Negichos. Therefore, in this case, Tosafot holds, once it's Negech three times, even though it's an Adam, a Shar, and a Chamar, you don't have three Negichos to an Adam. As long as you have three Negichos to make it no longer a Tam, it's Mecheskas Nachon. Now, one Negicha to Adam is also enough to be Kaveya, that this Adam is even Legabe in Adam. Hashenkin Nirmah held, The Rosh Hashanah needs 3 nekichas to make it from a tam into a muid. You have to dine on each and every min. If you want to know whether it's considered a nachan as far as that specific min is concerned, it had to have been the negeach 3 times that min in order to make it a muid for that specific min. And therefore, if it was not negeach and adam 3 times, it was negeach and adam, ashar and achamar. So as far as behemoths are concerned, we consider that it was negeach 3 times. We could be mitzdarf the negeach of the adam together with the negeachs of the behemoths. Shaking it to make it into a muid la'adam, since it was not negeach and adam 3 times, and we also cannot use the negeachas of a behemoth to establish it as a muid la'adam, therefore the Ramah holds that it's not considered yet a muid la'adam. This would seem to be the Yisrael Machaikas between Taisis and the Ramah. Now, as far as the Taisis and the Avbezim Abbez, how he understands the Gemara over there, it would seem that even according to the Ramah, you can answer the Gemara. That which the Gemara says that muid la'adam having muid la'behemah, but muid la'behemah having muid la'adam, and Taisis wants that Gemara to fit even with the Shita of Rapapa. And Taisis explains that it means to say that if it was negeach and adam, ashar and achamar, it becomes a muid for all minim. Even according to the Ramah, we could explain similarly that even though it does not become a muid la adam in that case, still we could use the negicha of adam to be mitzarf together with the negichas of the behemoth to make it into muid into all types of behemoths. But shenkin the other way around, muid la behemoth levi muid la adam, when it's negich and adam, ashar and achamar, you cannot use the negichas of the behemoths to mitzarf together with the negicha of an adam to make it into a muid la adam. In other words, both dinim could be referring to the same case where it was negich and adam, ashar and achamar. In that case, we say that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud al-Behema, we could use the Negicha of the Adam together with other Negichas to make it into a Mu'ud al-Behema, but we cannot be Mitzarif the Negichas of the Behemais together with the Negicha of the Adam to make it into a Mu'ud al-Adam. The Toysfis Rabbeinu Peretz, this is brought in the sheet on Daf Beis and Beis, this is how he answers the Kasha over there in Toysfis, and we can say the same thing, but that's the Ramah. So, Kapanam, as far as the Sugan Daf Beis, we have a Teretz, both according to Toysfis and according to the Ramah, they'll have similar to Rutsim. However, we do come out with a fundamental machaikas between Toysfis and the Ramah. What is it then? Do we need 3 negichas to a specific min to make it into a muid to that min? Or do we just need 3 negichas to show that it's a shor nachan, and 1 negicha to that min is also enough to prove that even the guy with this min is concerned, it's also a muid? Now go back to Taisus over there in Daf Beis Amud Beis, and he says a second teretz to explain the Gemara over there, that which the Gemara says, muid la'adam havi muid la'behema, but muid la'behema lo'ev muid la'adam, has this fit with the shita of Rav Papa. So Taisus quotes Peshem Rabbeinu Menachem, who says a different pshat. The Gemara means to say like this, that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behema, if it originally was a Mu'ud both for Adam and for Behema, and then it was Chayzer from Behema, the din is that it remains a Mu'ud even for Behemoth. Since it was not Chayzer from the Adah of Adam, Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behema, it's not considered a Chazar of the Behema either. However, the other way around, if originally it was a Mu'ud for everything, and then it was Chayzer from Adam, even though it's not Chayzer from Behema, the din is that it's only Mu'ud Behema, not Mu'ud Adam. In other words, the fact that it was not Chayzer from Behema, that does not prevent it from being Chayzer from Adam. That's what it means, Mu'ud la'behema lo'evi Mu'ud la'adam. Even though it remained in Mu'ud la'behema, it still could be a chazar from the Adam. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Menachem Adas Rav Papa, that even though to establish it as a Mu'ud la'behema in the first place, we don't say that Mu'ud la'adam having Mu'ud la'behema. However, if it's already a Mu'ud for both, then already the fact that it's remaining a Mu'ud la'adam, that's enough to prevent the chazara of the behemoth. Now, Rav Kegel over here in Ersuga asks Akasha that it would seem that this Rabbeinu Menachem clearly does not fit with Ersuga, because Agmar says Behemshech, according to the Shita of Zvid, that which the Mishnah says, Mu'ud la'adam ve'eni Mu'ud la'behema, meaning Mistama, we would say that Mu'ud la'adam havi Mu'ud la'behema, lest we know otherwise. And the Gemara's bother, what is the chiddush over here? Once the Mishnah tells us already that a Mu'ud for one min is a Mu'ud for a second min, so Koshkin and Mu'ud la'adam should be considered a Mu'ud la'behema, what is the chiddush in this line of the Mishnah according to Rav Zvid? And the Gemara answers, Rav Zvid says that this line of the Gemara is referring to Chazara, meaning if it was a Mu'ud for both behema and for Adam, then it was Chazar from the Gichas of behema, but it was not Chazar from Adam, it was still being Negech Adam. Mishnah is telling us that in this case, even though it's a Mu'ud la'adam, it's not a Mu'ud la'behema. Chazar de behema havi chazar, even though it was not chazar from Adam. The Gemara is saying clearly, B'dastro Zvid, that even though Zvid holds Mu'ud la'adam havi Mu'ud la'behema, to become a Mu'ud in the first place, if we see that it's a Mu'ud la'adam, that's enough to make it into a Mu'ud la'behema. But if it was a Mu'ud for both, and then it was chazar from behema, we don't say that since it's still being in a Geich and Adam, so it remains a Mu'ud la'behema. Rather, since it was chazar clearly from a behema, that's enough to make it no longer a Mu'ud la'behema, even though it's still a Mu'ud la'adam. Even though Eric Mar is going according to Rav Zvid, and Rabbeinu Menachem was referring to the Shita of Rav Papa, if anything, it will be Sforis Hafuchos. If in Ersug you see that even according to Rav Zvid, that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behema, to become Mu'ud in the first place, the fact that it's Mu'ud Adam shows that it's also Mu'ud Behema. Still, a Gabi Chazar Rav Zvid is maskim, that if we see that it's Chazar from Behema, that's enough to be considered a Chazar, even though it was not Chazar from Adam. So Koshkin according to the Shita of Rav Papa, that to become Mu'ud for Behema in the first place, we don't see that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behema. So surely the Gabri Chazara, or even Rezvid is maskim, that Chazara for Behemah is enough, even though it's still being negeich and Adam. Rezvid who holds that Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behemah, but for Chazara, a Chazara of Behemah is enough. Koshkin of Papa who holds it in the first place, to make it into a Mu'ud, you don't say Mu'ud Adam having Mu'ud Behemah. Surely there he should be maskim, that if it's Chazara from Behemah, that's enough of a Chazara, even though it's still being negeich and Adam. In other words, from Esrogi, you see that the behavior towards Adam is less of an indication on its behavior towards Behema when we talk about Chazara than when we talk about becoming a mood in the first place. Tosfos daf bases before the opposite, that we use the Ha'adah of Adam as an indication for Behema used by Chazara even more than we do when we talk about becoming a mood in the first place. Now this kash on Tosfos is already asked over here in the Shita B'Kavetzes B'Shem the Gilyan. He asks this kash of Rabbi Kveger, and he wants to suggest, to answer the stira, that Tosfos daf bays was going with Asr of Papa. Rav Papa holds a mood Adam lo yavi mood lebehema. So how did it become a mood in the first place for behemais? Akarach it was negech both b'nei Adam and behemais. That's how it became a mood both for Adam and for behema. And that tells us mechadish that according to Rav Papa, the fact that it's chayzer for behema is not enough to be considered a chazara. Since it's still being negech b'nei Adam, we assume that really it's a mood also legavei behemais. And this is all in the case which Tosfos is referring to, where it was negech behemais directly. That's how it became a mood lebehemais. Over there, more of a raya is required to prove that it's no longer a mood for behemais. And there, Zviv would definitely hold that if it's chayzer from behemais, it's not enough of a chazara, as long as it's still being negech b'nei Adam. And Tosfos mechadish that even Rav Papa's maskim to this, as long as it's still being negech b'nei Adam, the chazara of the behemais is not a good chazara. However, in Ersig, which is going in the shita of Zvid, Zvid holds that mood l'Adam having mood l'behema, so he's talking about a case where it became a mood for behemais in the first place, not because it was directly negech b'heimos, rather it was negech b'nei Adam, and from that, that was enough to make it into a mood l'behemais as well. Now, when it's chayzer from behemais, Zvid holds that the chazara is a good chazara, even though it's still being negech b'nei Adam. In other words, since it never became a mood for behemais in the first place, from directly being negech them, it's much easier to be chayzer from this ha'odah. Here's what the Gemara says, that even if Zvid is masking that the chazara of the behemais is a good chazara, that's how Olam B'Pshan L'Mishnah, mood l'Adam ve'enim mood l'behemah, is telling us that if it was chayzer from the behemais, even though it's still a mood l'Adam, it loses its ha'odah for behemais. But again, the case is Dafka talking about, where it never was negech behemais in the first place, it became a mood for behemais because it was negech b'nei Adam, for that it's enough to be chayzer from behemais, even though it's still being negech b'nei Adam. Now, Craig over here in Ersugi, when he asks his kasha, he brings in parentheses, he suggests maybe we'll answer this terrace of the Shita Mekubetzes. However, he's matche, he says the Lashem of the Gemara is not mashma like this. Nachas Dovid as well on Daf Beis on Mabeis. He asks his kasha on Tosfos, and he rejects his terrace because of the Lashem of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rezvid omel chareisha chazar koi, ki going to have a mood la'odam u mood la'behema, v'hadar b'imi behema. The mashma of the Gemara is that it became a mood in the first place because it was negech both b'nei Adam and behemais, and then it was chayzer from the behemais. It's not mashma that it only became a mood la'behema because it was a mood la'odam, and if so, the kasha will remain, Rifrega leaves off at Sarachian. Now, I'll discuss another point which the Pnei Yeshua talks about in the Shita of Rav Zvid. As we'll see, this is negay the previous discussion, how to learn the Gemara. As the Gemara says, B'das Rav Zvid, that Chazar the Behema Havi Chazar, even though it was not Chazar from Adam, is the case talking about that originally it became a mood for Behemais because it was negayach Behemais, or is it that it was negayach only B'nai Adam? Now is enough, according to Rav Zvid, to make it into a mood for Behemais as well. The Shita that the Pnei Yeshua brings is, now Rav Zvid learns the Mishnah that mood for 1 min is considered a mood for a second min. For example, if 3 times it was negech shvarim, the din is according to Rezvid, it's a mood also for chamayrim. What exactly is required now, according to Rezvid, to undo the ha'ada for chamayrim? How many times does it have to see a chamar and not be negech the chamar in order to say that it no longer is considered a mood for the chamayrim? Now surely the din is that if while it was being negech shvarim, in the meantime it also saw chamayrim in between, that's partial that it never becomes the mood in the first place for chamayrim. However, if it did not see any chamayrim, rather it saw 3 shvarim and was negech all 3 times the shvarim, and afterwards 1 time it sees a chamar and is not negech, do we say that this 1 time is enough to prove that which we thought originally, that mistama, since it's a mood for shvarim, it's also a mood for chamayrim, but that was a mistake, and we see that that stama was wrong, it's not a mood for chamayrim? Or do we say no, once it becomes a mood for chamayrim, because 3 times it saw shvarim and was negech them, we say that mistama it's a mood for chamayrim as well, in order to undo that ha'adah, it has to be that 3 times it saw chamayrim was not negech them, only through that will we consider it no longer a mood for chamayrim. This is the shayla of the Pnei Yeshua. And the truth is that the Tosfos Reader already in Ersugi discusses this point. The Tosfos learns the Gemara when the Gemara says, Rav Zvid Amr Lecha Reisha Chazara Koi, Reisha is telling us that a Chazara from Behemah is a Chazara even though it was not Chazara from Adam. He says clearly the case is talking about that originally it was Negech only B'nai Adam. From that it was enough according to Rav Zvid to make it into a Mu'ud for Behemah as well. Afterwards, when we see that it's not Negech Behemah, that's enough to uproot the Ha'adah from the Behemah even though it's still being Negech B'nai Adam. However, the Tosfos points out that the Gemara says clearly it has to be talking about that 3 times it saw a Behemah and was not Negech the Behemah. The Koi Gai Behemah Tosfos Zimni V'loi Nogach. From here, the Tosfos proves that in order to uproot the negicha for the behemais, even though it was never negech behemais in the first place, it was only negech b'nei Adam, and we assume that mistam it's also a mood for behemais. It's still, in order to uproot the ha'adah for behemais, it has to be that 3 times it saw behemais and was not negech them. And from here, the Tosfos says, we see that the whole Mishnah, according to Rezvid, is also understood like this. Rezvid is greater than the Mishnah, mood l'minoy ve'enim mood l'sha'enim minoy, which means mistam, when we see that it's negech 1 min, we assume that it's also a mood for a second min, unless we know for a fact otherwise. What is required to prove to us that it's not a mood for the second min? The Tosafot says, you see from our sugya that you need that three times it saw the second min and was not negeach them. Only then we could approve that even though it was negeach for the first min, it's not a mood for the second min. From here we see clearly that the Tosafot understood our Gemara, al derech l'shita brah b'shem negilyin, the case is it was never negeach behemoth in the first place, it was only negeach b'nei Adam, and we assume that it's also mood for behemoth. The Shita wanted to use this to answer the kasha that we asked on Tosafot and Daf Beis, but as we saw, the Achronim, Rebbe Kveger, and the Nachlas David, they held that the Lashon of the Gemara is not mashm like this. Rather, the case is talking about that it wasn't a geich both Bnei Adam and Behemoth in the first place. That's how it became a mood for Behemoth. And if so, if this is the case, and you don't have a right to the Shaila of the Bnei Yeshua, the right that the Tosafot Rid brought from our Gemara is not a raya. You only see from our Gemara in a case where it was negeich both Bnei Adam and Behemoth. There, in order to be oiker the order for the Behemoth, it has to be that three times it saw Behemoth was not negeich. But in a case where it only became a mood for Behemoth because it was negeich Bnei Adam, for that maybe it would be enough if one time it saw a behemah and was not negeach the behemah. And that was the shaila that Bnei Yeshua had. For example, in the case of the Mishnah, where it was negeach one min, and through that it became a mood for a second min, if it sees the second min one time and was not negeach the second min, maybe really the thing will be that that shows to us that which we assumed all along, that mistum it's a mood for the second min, that was a mistake, and really it's only a mood for the first min and not for the second min. The raya that the Zayis' Rid brought from this Gemara of mood the Adam and mood the behemah would not be raya if you look like these achrayim that it was never negeach the behemah in the first place. Now continue on, the Gemara further down says that even Rav Papa's Meideh, that if it's Nagach Shor Chamar V'Gombol, Nasa Mu'ed Lakol. And as we'll see, there's a Machoikus Rishayin, what does it mean, Nasa Mu'ed Lakol? Tosafot says clearly in Daf Beis Amud Beis, we mentioned this Tosafot earlier, he says Lakol means for all types of behemoths. Once you see that it's Nagach 3 Minim, then already we assume that it's a Mu'ed for everything. Tosafot in Daf Beis was coming to explain what does it mean, the Arshik Gemara says over there, Mu'ed Adam having Mu'ed L'Behemah, the Chor coin to Rav Papa, Mu'ed Adam is not Mu'ed L'Behemah. And Tosafot explained that means to say that if it was Negech, Adam, Shor, V'Chamor, it becomes a mood for everything, for Adam, and for all types of behemoths. But if it's Negech, Shor, Chamor, V'Gomol, then it's not a mood la'Adam. And Tosafot says clearly, even though it's a mood for other types of behemoths besides these three, but it does not become a mood la'Adam. There is a sheet of the Ramah as well, which is brought in the Muki Yosef. We mentioned this earlier. In one part, he argues on Tosafot, he holds that if it was Negech, Adam, Shor, V'Chamor, it becomes a mood for all types of behemoths, but not for Adam. Tosafot holds it does become a mood for Adam. As far as other types of behemoths, which it was not negeach, as far as that, the Ramaz maskim to Tosafot, either in the case of Nagach Adam Shor V'Chamor, or Nagach Shor Chamor V'Gomol, in both of these cases, then it becomes a mood for all types of behemoths. And the Magmishnah, however, he learns B'dasim Rambam not like this. He holds that if it was Nagach Shor Chamor V'Gomol, it does not become a mood for other minim other than Shvarim, Chamorim, and Gemalim. The Magmishnah is in Perek Vav, Hilchas Nis, Kemom, and Aloch HaTes, and truth is, Rambam himself is not clear. It doesn't say mefurish if it's Nagach Shor Chamor V'Gomol, it's only a mood for these three minim. Rather, in Halacha Tes, he brings like the Lashon of the Gemara, Nagach Shor Hayoyim V'Chamor L'Mochar V'Gomol B'Yom Shlishi, Nasa Mu'ed Lakol. This is the Lashon of the Gemara that it's Mu'ed Lakol. He's not clear whether he means these three minim or all types of behemoths. However, the Magen Mishnah proves from the Rama later on, in Halacha Yod, where he talks about a case of Seirugin, which is the bottom line of our Gemara, Ra'a Shor Nagach, Chamor Loi Nagach, Sus Nagach Gomol Loi Nagach, Pe'et Nagach Or Loi Nagach. Over there also the Gemara says, Nasa Mu'ed L'Sirugin L'Kol, and there the Rambam is avur that it's only for the three minim that it was Negeach. And the Magmishnah understands B'dasa Rambam and Halacha Tess as well, where he brings the case of Shor Chamor V'Gomol, where they were consecutive, there also the Rambam means to say that Nasa Mu'ed L'Kol is only for these three minim, not for other minim. The Magmishnah says that in Halacha Gid Beis also the Rambam is mashm like this. There the Rambam brings the suffix at the top of Amud Beis, Shor Shor V'Shor Chamor V'Gomol Ma'u, Hay Shor Basa Basar Shvarm Shadin Le'Vakati L'Shvarm Ud Yair. And that's something also the Rambam is mevur that on the title of the Gemara to say that you put the third and the gicha of the shor together with the chamar and the gomel and he's mu'ed lakol. The Rambam also is mevur lakol does not mean for all types of behemoths, rather it means only for these three minim shor chamar v'gomel. The Rav there argues on this din, the Rav in Halacha Yud Beis, and he says that in that case, according to the tzad that we were shadin and the shor basra together with the chamar and the gomel, the din is that it'll be mu'ed for all minim, not only for these three minim. Rakapan the Magmishnah learns B'dasa Ramam that in all cases, even the case of Shor Chamor V'Gomol, there also the din is that he's a mu'ed only for these three minim, not for other minim. So Rakapan we have Machaikis Rishayim, Tosafot and Daf Beis, as well as the Ramah over here in the Nemuki Yosef, they hold that he becomes a mu'ed for all types of minim. Shenkin Ramah holds only for the three minim that it was Negeach. Now it seems that according to Tosafot, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, once we see that it's already Negeach three different minim, we don't say that it has a tendency dafka for these three minim, rather we understand that it has a general tendency to be Negeach all types of behemoths. According to the Shita of the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah understands, the Chiddush of the Gemara would be, even though a Papa holds that a Mu'ed for one min does not make it a Mu'ed for a second min, so you would have thought that it needs to have three Negichas for each and every min, that we want it to become a mu'ud for. And this Gemara is telling us that if it's negech three times, each time to a different min, that's also enough for it to become a mu'ud for these three minim. Now, if we take a look at the Lashon of Rashi over here, Dibur Maschal Nagach Shar Chamar VeGomol Nasan Mu'ud LeKol, Rashi says, V'lay Be'inan Gimel Negichos LeKol Chad VeChad. Me'achas Shenaskaim Had Osay Yagdei Gimel Minim. Rashi's mashma that the chiddush for the Gemara is in the amount of negichos that you don't need three negichos for each min. This is how we mashma like the Rambam, not like the Shita of Tosfos. Rashi does not stress that the chiddush is that once it's in mood for three minim, we could also make it in mood for other minim. Rashi's mashma that for these minim, we don't need three negichos each. L'chor, this would be mashma like the Shita of the Rambam. Now, as we mentioned, the Mukhi Yosef holds like the Shita of Tosfos. Once it's negich three minim, it comes in mood for all minim. And he brings an interesting raya. He says that just like if a shor is negich on three different days of the week, we don't say that it's a mood only to be negech on these days of the week. And once we see that it's three different days that it was negech, we no longer assume that it has anything to do with that specific day, rather we consider it a mood for every day of the week. So too over here, once it's negech three different types of minim, we don't attribute that the tendency has anything to do with a specific min, rather we consider it a mood for all minim. Now, derech agav, this is the Nemuk Yosef that we mentioned earlier in the shir. From this Nemuk Yosef, there's a raya that if a behemah is negech three times on a Yom Rishayin on a Sunday, it becomes a mood for every Sunday. And not like those who wanted to be medayik from Rashi and Tosfos on the Mishnah, that the din of the Mishnah mu'ud l'shabbos is ve'ena mu'ud l'chol is a din specifically by Shabbos, as far as the Rashi and Tosfos give. And the Mukhesef is mashmah not like this, he's mashmah that if it would be negech on one day a week, it would be a mu'ud for that day of the week. If it would be negech on two different days, it would be a mu'ud for those days. Only after it's negech on three different days, then already we say it's a mu'ud for all days of the week. We have a machaikis v'shainim. If it's negech, shor, chamar, v'gom, what is the din as far as other behemoths are concerned? Tosfos and Daf Beis, as well as the Nemuk Yosef, they hold that it's a mood for all behemoths, and the Rambam, according to the way the Magen Mishnah understands, it's only a mood for those three minim, not for other minim. There's another shaila which the Achronim discuss, and that is, what happens if it's negech two shvarim and a chamar? It was not three different minim, it was only two different minim, there were three negichos to two minim. So Shashov here says that there will be that it's a mood for shvarim and for chamarim. Over here, even Tosfos will be masking that it's not a mood for all minim, for that has to be negech three different types of minim. Once we see that it was negech three types, then already we assume that it's a mood for everything. Over here it was only negech two different types, it can't be a mood for other types. However, for these two types that it was negech, shvarim and chamarim, the Rashi says that it will be a mood for these two minim. And the Shita Mekubetzes over here, he says like this, b'shem the ra'ah as well, that if it was negech two shvarim and one chamar, or two chamarim and one shor, the din is will become a mood for shvarim and for chamarim. However, the contemporary shvarim mitzayin Rabbi Kaveger and Shulchan Aruch, in the Ardei Simin Kuf Peites, Asif Chav Gimel, over there is discussing a woman being kaveh a vest, which the Gemara over here on Amid Beis compares to Asuya Ashar becoming a mu'ud. And Craig over there is mavur that if it's negech Ashar twice and a chamar once, it does not become a mu'ud at all, even for shvarim and chamarim. Not like the ra'ah which the Shita Mekubetzes brings and the Rishash, one would have to understand what exactly is the aside of this machlekes. And the chayyad pshat of Craig would be the bishlam in the case where it's negech three different minim. So we understand that when it's negech the shar, it's not specifically choosing this animal because of its identity as a shar. Rather, the tendency is a general one to be negech all types of behemoths. If so, after it was negech, a shor, a chamar, and a gomel, there are already three negechos to the klal of behemoths, and therefore it's enough to make it into a mu'ud. However, if it was only negech two different minim, shvarim and chamarim, for example, if there are two negechos to shvarim and one negecha to a chamar, since we haven't yet seen it be negech three different minim, we don't assume that it's a general tendency. Rather, we assume that it's a tendency specifically for these minim. If so, you will need three negechos for each min to make it into a mu'ud for that min. Therefore, two negichas to shvarim and one negicha to a chamar would not be enough to make it a mu'ud bechlal, even for shvarim and chamarim. This would be the svar of Rabbi Kveger. Now, the other side, the way the Rishash and the Ra'ah held, that it would become a mu'ud for shvarim and chamarim, well, here we could explain this based on the svar we mentioned previously in the shir to explain Tosfos and Daf Beis and Beis. Tosfos says that if it would be negech and Adam, Ashar, and a chamar, it would become a mu'ud for all behemoths and for Adam as well, even though the negichas to the behemoth do not prove anything about the Adam, because mu'ud the behemoth levi mu'ud the Adam. We mentioned that the Rama argues on this far of Tosfos, but we explained Badas Tosfos, Avash Ashar has to be Negech three times in order to become a Mu'id, that's to make a Becheskas Nachon. Once there were three Negechos, whatever these Negechos were, it's enough to make a Becheskas Nachon. Now there's a separate Shaila as far as which Minim it's Negech. For that Tosfos holds that it's enough that one time it was Negech in Adam. You don't need three Negechos for that specific Min, once we know that it's a Nachon. One Negech is also enough to show us that it's a Mu'id for this specific Min as well. This is the svar that we use to explain Tosfos and Daf Beis, and the Chor, this would also be the svar in the Rishash, and the Ra'ah over here, that if it's negech two shvarim and one chamar, it becomes a mu'ud for shvarim and chamarim, even though there are no three negichos to one specific min, since there are in general three negichos, it's becheskas mu'ud already, it's a nachon, now to tell us which minim it's negech, that's enough even one negicha, if it will become a mu'ud for shvarim and for chamarim. We can take a look further in the Evena Ozol in Perek Vav Hilchas Niskei Momin. Halacha Yud Beis discusses this question as well. What is it then if it's negech two shvarim and one chamar? Does it become a mood for shvarim and for chamarim? Now continue on the last line of Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a brayso. Ra'ah shor nogach, chamar loy nogach, sus nogach, gomel loy nogach, pered nogach, or loy nogach, nasim mood l'sirugin lakol. Now Tosis over here in the bottom Tosis is mevur, and when it says nasim mood l'sirugin lakol, lakol means even for the minim that it was not negeach. And the pshat is because we understand the reason why it was not negeach them is not because it doesn't want to be negeach those specific minim, rather it's because the whole ha'oda is only l'sirugin, therefore the din is that it becomes a mood for all minim, but only l'sirugin. Now, the Rambam is mevur not like this. The Rambam is in Perek Vav Hilchas Niskei Momin. Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins Ra'ah Shor Hayayin V'Nochoy U'Lemachar Ra'ah Chamor V'Loy Nochoy U'Beshlishi Ra'ah Sus V'Nochoy U'Berevi Ra'ah Gomo V'Loy Nochoy V'Chamishi Ra'ah Pered V'Nochoy U'Beshishi Ra'ah Ored V'Loy Nochoy. The Rambam paskins Nasa Mu'ud L'Sirugim L'Kol V'Im Nogach B'Yayim Shu Mu'ud Loy Echen Mishlishis Haminim Shen Nogach B'Sirugim Harezen Mu'ud. The Rambam paskins that it becomes the Mu'ud L'Sirugim. That means to say that if one of the days that it is normal for it to be Negeach, it was negech one of these three minim, then the din is a pesach ezek shalim as a muid. This is where the Magen Mishnah proved, as we mentioned earlier, that the Rambam holds that even if it would be negech shor chamor v'gomel on three different days in a row, also it would only become a muid for those three minim and not for other minim. Now, in this Rambam halacha yud, which we just mentioned, the din of the seirugin, many achrayim ask a kash over here: how is it possible to understand that it becomes the muid for only these three minim, but only the seirugin? Meman of shach. How are we understanding why was it that this shor was not negech the chamar that it saw on the second day, or the gomel that it saw on the fourth day, or the arud that it saw on the sixth day, if we're understanding that it was not negeach them because it does not have a tendency for those specific minim, only for the other three minim, then it then should be that for the other three minim it should be a muid for every day, not only the seirugin. Because we have a good explanation why it was not negeach on the alternate days. Because those minim, it doesn't have a tendency to be negeach them. And if we're going to understand differently that the reason why it was not negeach those on the second, fourth, and sixth day is not because it doesn't want to be negeach that min, rather because the whole other is only the seirugin. If so, then it should be that it should be a mood for all minim, not only for the three that it wasn't a geach, even for the other three as well, and for all minim. Now, Rishon Zalman in the Evan Ozo on this halacha, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, he explains the pshat is that in order to be considered a mood, it has to be that based on the negichus which we saw already, it's clear that it now has a tendency to be negeach this type of negicha which it now did. In this case, where it was negeach bedilug, the alternate days where it was not negeach, we're not sure what is the reason why it was not negeach. Is it because it's only a mood l'seirugin, or is the pshat that it's only negeach certain minim and not other minim? So, therefore, the Rambam held, since in this case we were not sure, the only thing that we do know for sure is that it's a muid for three minim on alternate days. For the minim that was not negeach, we cannot consider it a muid bechlal. And even for the three minim that it was negeach, it's only a muid l'sirugin, not on days where it was not negeach, because perhaps the reason why it was not negeach on those days is not because there was other minim which it saw. Rather, even if it would have saw the shor, the sus, or the parrot on those days, it would also not have been negeach them, since it's only a muid l'sirugin. This is how Rabbi Zalman explains the shita of the Rambam, and based on this, he argues on the Magen Mishnah, which we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Zalman holds b'dasa Rambam that if we'd be negeach a shor, a chamar, and a gomel on three consecutive days, then it would be ready a muid for all minim. That which Rambam writes in Halacha Tes that nogach shor ayoyim v'chamar l'machar v'gomel b'yom shlishi nasa muid l'koil. Over there, the Rambam means mamish l'kol for all types of behemos. Only over here in Halacha Yud, where in alternate days it was not negeach certain minim, then the Rambam holds that it's only a muid for the three minim that it was negeach, as we explained. Because we can only say with certainty that it has a tendency for these three minim. Now the stipler in the Kilus Yaakov of Simon Chav Tes, he has a different mahach to explain the Rambam, and he bases this on a hakir which Achrenim discuss, how to understand the whole inyan of a ha'oda. What is the pshat that after three negichas a shor becomes a muid? Is the pshat that these three negichas are a raya? This is what proves to us that this animal has an existing tendency of being negeach. Or is the pshat that these three negichas are what develops the tendency? It's not a raya to what previously was, rather this itself it has begun already three times to be negeach. This itself is the cause that will continue with this behavior. This is what gives it the din of a muid. And with this, he explains that the Rambam holds, like the second tzad, it's not the pshat that these negichos are right to a previous tendency, rather, with chayshu that it's going to continue with this behavior that has begun. And therefore, even if we'll explain the reason why it was not negeach on alternate days, is because it's intentionally avoiding certain minim, but still, the minim that it was lemaisa negeach, it was negeach on alternate days. Therefore, the tendency that has been developed is a tendency for a seirugin, and therefore it's only a muid for alternate days. Therefore, the Rambam paskens that it only becomes a muid for the minim that it was negeach, and even for those minim that it was negeach, it's only on alternate days, because the ma'aseh l'shor has not accustomed itself to be negeach daily, it's only being negeach every other day, and we assume that that's the behavior that will continue. Now, continue on, the Gemara Amud Beis brings the shaila, Nogach shor yom tesvav b'chayder zeh, v'yom teszayim b'chayder zeh, v'yom yudzayim b'chayder zeh. The Gemara explains, plug to the Rav Shmuel, this will be telling the machaikas Rav Shmuel, Yargon a case where a woman was brought up, but Yom Tezvav Bechayder Zeh, Yom Tezayim Bechayder Zeh, Yom Yuzayim Bechayder Zeh, Rav Omar covered a vest, and Shmuel Omar asked to Shalosh Bedilug. Shmuel holds that in this case, you don't count the first Riyah as one of the three, because the first Riyah was not a Riyah Bedilug, only starting from Tezayim Bechaydash. That's the first time that she saw after a month and a day, and if she would have to have a third Riyah on Yud Ches of the next Chaydash in order to be Kaveh a vest. So too, the Gemara understands here as well, in order for it to be considered a Muid, I did these Negichos, according to Shmuel, the first Negicha would not count, and therefore you would need a fourth Negicha on Yud Ches of the next Chaydash in order to be considered a Muid. The Rashi over here in Dibur Maschel v'Shmuel Omar, he explains that according to Rav, already from the third Negicha will be Mechoyev Nezek Shalim. According to Shmuel, only by the fourth Negicha. And the Mashal here explains that this Rashi is going to Shitasai, like Rashi held in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi over there explains, according to the Shita of Rava, that from the third Negicha already the Bank Master paid Nezek Shalim. Tosef over there brings a ride that Rashi himself was Chazer, and you need three Negichas to make it into a Muid, only from the fourth time, that's when you begin paying Nezek Shalim. And if so, in Ersugya, according to the Shita of Rav, after the third Negicha of Yom Yud Zayin B'chaydash, it becomes a Muid, and the next time, if it's again Yud Ches B'chaydash, it will pay ready Nezek Shalim. According to the Shita of Shmuel, it would only become a Muid after the Negicha of Yud Ches B'chaydash, the fourth Negicha, and you would only begin paying Nezek Shalim from the fifth Negicha. If the next month it's Negech on Yud Ches B'chaydash, then ready he'll be Mechuyev Nezek Shalim. Now Tosef over here in Dibur Maschel Yom Tezvav B'chaydash explains the Shaila of the Gemara. Tosef tells us that if it would have been Negech three times on the same day of the month, on Yom Tezvav B'chaydash, for example, then already everyone would agree that after three Negichas it becomes a Muid. Since the Ha'adah is not totally in the Haflaga, it's not dependent on the span of days between the Negichas, rather it's dependent on the day of the month, there everyone would agree that it becomes a Muid after three Negichas. Furthermore, Taisi says everyone would also agree that if it was Negech three times with a certain span of days in between, like every 30 days, and that dependent on the days of the month, then everyone would also agree that you need four Negichas in order to establish itself as a Muid, because you have to have four Haflagas. There has to have been three Negichas which were after a span of 30 days. Therefore, you'll have to have four negichas in order to become a muid. This din is true both by ha'adah of Ashar and also by the din of Anida, in order for it to be a kaveh vest. Again, the same would be true if there were three negichas on the same day of the month, 3 months consecutively, should be kaveh vest for those specific days of the month, even after three riyos, since it's not totally in a haflaga, it's not totally in a span of time. And also, everyone would agree that if she's reya dam, the same amount of time in between the riyos, everyone would agree that she needs four riyos because it's totally in a haflaga. Only after four riyos was it three times that she was reya after the same amount of days. The machlokes between Rav and Shmuel specifically in this case, where the riyos were 1 month and 1 day after the previous riyah, or the negichas also, they were 1 month and 1 day after the previous negicha. This is machlokes between Rav and Shmuel if she's kaveya vest after the third riyah, only after the fourth riyah, and so too by negichas of Ashar, the same machlokes would be if it becomes a muid after the third negicha, or only after the fourth negicha. And the pshat that Shmuel holds, this is a kfias which is dependent on the dilug. It's dependent on a day of the month and an additional day. Therefore, you only begin being kaveh from the second time. Only after she saw the second time, or after the shor was negech the second time, we know that it's a month and a day after the previous riya or the previous negicha. Therefore, this is considered number one. And we need two more negichas or riyos. A total of four negichas or four riyos in order to be kaveh. Rav, on the other hand, holds that tesvav b'chaydash, tezayim b'chaydash, and yudzayim b'chaydash is similar to where it was all on the same day of the month. This is a form of kriyas which is totally on the day of the month, and even though they're not the same day, they're one after the other, but we can understand that this shor has a kriyas to be negech on specific days of the month, each month, a day after he was negech on the previous month, so this would be enough to have three negichas, this would be the same as three negichas on the same day of the month, which is enough to be kaveya. The same by Anida, she has a kriyas for a certain day of the month, even though it's not the exact day, it's each month a day after the previous month, it's also kriyas for a day of the month, and it'll be enough three riyas to be kaveh her vest kavua. Now Tois over there in the end of the Dibur Maschel finishes off and he asks Akasha, he says, V'teimba the gabay roh shor v'nogach, roh shor v'loy nogach, in the Braisa Nomad Aleph, where it alternated, first it saw a shor was negeach, then it saw a shor was not negeach, and the Braisa says, Nasa mu l'seirugin l'shvarim, Tois is bothered, l'chor you should need four negichos of shvarim in order to establish itself as a mu l'seirugin. Tois means the same way he said that everyone is maskim, even according to Rav, when there's a haflaga of yomim between the negichos or between the ri'ios, everyone's masking that it's only kaveya after four riyos or four negichos, and Taiz is bothered here as well. By Rosh Hashanah v'nogach, Rosh Hashanah v'loy nogach, we want to establish it as a muid l'seirugin. It should have to have four negichos in order to be considered a muid l'seirugin. And this Taiz concludes, and he says, "V'tzarich lechalik bein seirugim shal yomim l'seirugim shal shvarim." We have to differentiate between a case of seirugim where there are a certain amount of days in between the negichos or in between the riyos, and seirugim shal shvarim where there are shvarim in between that it saw and was not in negeach. In Sirugim Shal Shvarim, there's no din that you need four negichos in order to be kaveya. Taisa, however, does not explain what the chilik would be. Now, I'll just point out that Rashi argues on this Tosfos in 2 points. Rashi in the Maschil v'Shmuel Amar, he's also bothered by the same kasha of Tosfos from the Braisa on Amar Aleph. However, Rashi says that in the Chanami, that Braisa would be telling the Machaikus Rav v'Shmuel. Rav learned the Braisa, when it says Rosh v'Nogach, Rosh v'Loinogach, the Pshat in the Braisa is that after 3 Negichos, it already becomes a Muid. Same way the Gemara says, B'das Rav, if it's Negech, Tezvav b'Chodesh, and then Tezayim b'Chodesh, and then Yudzayim b'Chodesh, it's already a Muid after 3 Negichos. So too in the Braisa, after 3 Negichos, B'dilik also will become a Muid. Hashenkin according to Shmuel Tosfos says, Shmuel have to be machik. The Braisa does not mean to say that after 3 Negichos already becomes a Muid l'Seirugin, rather the Braisa means to say after the 4th Negicha then it becomes a Muid l'Seirugin. Now we see that Rashi argues on Tosfos in 2 points. Firstly, Rashi does not hold of the chilik of Tosfos. Tosfos was machalik between Seirugim Shal Yom and Seirugim Shal Shvarim. Rashi holds there is no makam to be machalik. And secondly, that which Tosfos said that everyone is maskim, even according to Rav, in order to become a Muid l'Seirugin, we need 4 Negichos. The same way Tosfos brings by Nida, in order for it to be kaveh vest lahaflaga, you need 4 riyos. So to be kaveh muid lahaflaga, also you need 4 negichos. Rashi to avoid that the same machaikas Rav Shmuel and Ergemara would also be machaikas in this case to be kaveh a muid lahseirugim. Also, according to Rav, it would be enough 3 negichos. This would need a hesbro. What exactly is the yisayda machaikas between Rashi and Tosfos over here?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.